It's our Valley Heights Locker Room Chat here on KMZA. One final time here. It's brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. We're joined now by the Mustangs football coach. That is Cody Trimble. Always appreciate the time throughout the course of the season as the district champion Valley Heights Mustangs get set for the 1A playoff run, and they'll get Oakley here tonight. We'll talk about it in just a little bit. But, Coach, a tough one to end the regular season. A very good Marion team on the road, a non-league, non-district game, and a kind of a good test, you know, leading up to this first-round playoff matchup. But Marion gets the win, 46-26. Just kind of take us through that one last week and a few keys that stood out to you there.
Yeah, you know, we knew that it was going to be a test, one that I'm glad that we got before we went into the playoffs here. And don't want to take anything away from Marion because they're a really great football team, obviously, but we definitely had some opportunities that we weren't able to execute on throughout the game that I feel like were the difference. But that being said, I was proud of the way that we fought for four quarters. You know, even cut it back down to make it a 8-point game right there at the end. Just couldn't quite ever overcome that hump. So I think we got quite a few lessons out of it of what we need to fix, what we need to focus on as we head into the playoffs here.
Yeah, we'll talk about Oakley in the next segment, but just, again, a 6-2 regular season record. You guys bring home a district championship. I'm certainly, again, expectations are certainly there going into the year, but how would you assess this 2024 regular season, again, capturing it with a district championship?
Yeah, you know, pretty pleased overall. I think with the class that we graduated last year, I don't know that people really expected us to kind of be sitting in the same spot again as we were last year at this point. But that being said, we still got a lot of work to do. You know, wish we could get some of those close games against Centralia, get some of those opportunities we had against Marion to finish things off. But overall, pleased with where we're at. Happy we were able to bring home a district championship for the first time in quite a while for the school. So still got a lot of work to do, but so far we're pretty happy with where we're at.
Yeah, it gets going tonight against Oakley. But how's the prep been this week? You get the early kickoff on a Thursday night, and obviously kind of a shorter week of preparation. You know, we got a lot of things going on around the school with the volleyball team going off to state. So I know you guys have been doing stuff with that here this morning as well, sending them off. So kind of, you know, I don't want to say distractions, but there's certainly quite a bit going on as we get to this point in the year. How do you feel like the kids have handled kind of the short week and all this and just the preparation leading up to this game?
You know, I think they've done pretty well. You know, there's definitely a lot going on, things that can easily distract us from what we're trying to accomplish tonight. But I think overall they've handled it well. You know, just the last couple of weeks of practice before the Marion game were not our best weeks of practice. We've been having quite a bit of success. Maybe got to the point where we thought we didn't need to practice as much as we really needed to with as far as our effort and focus at practice. So I think that the Marion game, taking that loss last Friday, really kind of gave us a wake-up call. We've had the best week of practice we've had in the last couple weeks, kind of refocused us, and I think that's carried over into the classroom and stuff with some of the other things going on this week around the school.
District championship for Valley Heights, a regular season record of 6-2. The 1A playoffs start tonight against Oakley. We'll talk about that matchup after a timeout here on KMZA. Got a few more minutes here with Valley Heights football coach. That is Cody Trimble. It is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. The Mustangs getting ready for their first-round playoff matchup tonight after the 6-2 regular season. They get Oakley at home. We talked a little bit about the short week and the preparation leading up to that, but the Plainsmen of Oakley, they are out of the Mid-Continent League. They had an overall record in the regular season of 3-5. They did get a win against Stanton County, 56-9 in their finale last week. What can you tell us about your first-round playoff matchup?
Yeah, you know, you kind of mentioned their record at 3-5. That's nothing to overlook. They play in a really tough league with a lot of 2A schools that are contenders in 2A every year. And, you know, they got a win against Plainville earlier in the season who ended up winning their district, and another district that's pretty tough with Smith Center and some schools like that. So they're going to be a good, tough team. I think if we play well, we should be okay, but we're definitely going to have to correct a lot of the little details that, you know, hurt us last week, and that's what we focused on this week. And we're just going to have to be ready to play for four quarters because they're not a team that you can easily overlook and get out of there with a win.
Yeah, you mentioned, again, they played certainly a very difficult schedule. They played Norton at the very beginning of the year. Norton's one of the top teams in 2A. You mentioned Smith Center, Thomas More Prep, Goodland, another good team early on in the year. So they have certainly played some high-quality opponents. When you do the prep this week, you and your coaches are watching film and putting everything together. What stands out about this team? What do they do schematically, whether it's offense or defense, that kind of stands out and you think maybe could give you some problems tonight?
You know, defensively, what they've shown on film is stuff that we've seen before, stuff that I think schematically we will be prepared for. They do like to send pressure. I'd say probably 80% of the time they're sending at least one of their linebackers. So we're going to have to make sure that we're keeping our eyes up on the offensive line, being ready for that. And then on offense, they don't run a ton of plays, but they do run a ton of formations and shifts, try to get you out of position pre-snap. So we're going to have to do a really good job of communicating, getting lined up correctly, and then adjusting when they shift so that we're not out of position. So that's probably the biggest challenge that they're going to present to us is a lot of their shifts of motions pre-snap to try to get us out of position.
Finally, Coach, we appreciate it as always. Just give us a few keys for tonight's game.
No, I kind of talked about it a little bit ago, but I think the biggest thing is cleaning up all those little details that hurt us last week. We were able to get away with some of that stuff earlier in the season with some of the teams we were playing. And then when you go play a really good quality Marion team like that, all those little things show up and come back to haunt you. So I think the biggest thing for us is going to be focusing on ourselves, getting the little things fixed so that we can go out and play the way that we're capable of playing.
There it is, Valley Heights football coach Cody Trimble. Here on our locker room chat, final one here in 2024. It goes by quick. District championship for the Mustangs, 6-2 record going into the playoffs in their first-round matchup tonight at home. Early start time, 6 o'clock, as they take on Oakley. Coach, thanks again for all the time throughout the year. Good luck through the playoffs, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks again.
All right, thank you.